Water. Bomet Governor Professor Hilary Barchok has called for intensified efforts among counties in the Lake Region Economic Block, LREB, to enhance water conservation and champion climate change initiatives for sustainable development. Speaking at a meeting attended by 14 County Executive Committee members, CECM, for Water, Environment and Climate Change on Wednesday, Barchok emphasized the vital role of water in the economy and the need to address climate challenges affecting water catchment areas. Water is a cornerstone of our economic development, and we must mitigate the adverse effects of climate change on our water resources, Barchok stated. The upcoming water conference in November is a crucial opportunity for us to collaborate on strategies that ensure sustainable water management, he said. The meeting, held in Bomet, was convened to prepare for the upcoming water conference, which would focus on climate change and water issues impacting the LREB. The conference is set to take place later in November and will serve as a platform for discussions on critical water resource management topics. Victor Nyanga, Chief Executive Officer of LREB, highlighted the significance of collaborative projects in the region, saying, "The Western Kenya project, which encompasses 8 out of the 14 counties, is an investment of approximately $15 million aimed at improving water access and management." Bomet Governor Professor Hilary Barchok, L., and Victor Nyanga, Chief Executive Officer of LREB, posing for a picture with 14 County Executive Committee members, CECM, for Water, Environment and Climate Change from the LREB region. He also announced that an annual summit would be held in Busia County in December to review the outcomes of the Bomet Conference and further advance the bloc's water and environment agenda. The Lake Region Economic Block comprises 14 counties that share essential natural resources, including water. Bomet County chairs the Water, Environment, and Climate Change pillar among these counties, leading initiatives focused on sustainable resource management. The upcoming Lake Region Learning Conference aims to foster collaboration on shared resources, enhancing understanding of the interconnectedness of water resources across administrative boundaries. It also seeks to strengthen water governance, financing, and management, ensuring a foundation for sustained water service delivery in the region. Effective management and sustainable utilization of shared resources are crucial for economic development and environmental conservation, Barchok said. We must work together to protect our water catchments for future generations, he added.